Video: Washington Build-A-Bear worker accused of refusing to name teen stuffed toy Charlie Kirk. By Amy Furr on October 5, 2025. A teenager claims a Build-A-Bear employee in Tukwila, Washington, refused to print Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk's name on her teddy bear's birth certificate. The incident reportedly happened at South Center Mall when 16-year-old Evie McCormick and her friends visited the store, where people can create custom stuffed toys, on September 26, according to King 5. However, McCormick said after she finished creating the bear, a store worker refused to print Kirk's name on its birth certificate. She just didn't agree with it. She didn't support it and she told me, "We are not doing this." Folded it up in a force and threw it away, the teen claimed. Kirk, a devout Christian and champion for free speech, was violently assassinated on September 10 during a speaking event at Utah Valley University. Millions of people around the world have mourned his death, while some leftists celebrated it. Following the alleged incident at the mall, a Build-A-Bear customer service representative told King 5 that leadership was handling the issue. The teen's mother called the corporate office and was later given an apology. She said Build-A-Bear told her they would retrain their workforce in the Seattle area and across the company to keep politics out of the workplace, the King 5 article read. When speaking of Kirk, McCormick, who is one among many young people influenced by him, said, "He was a role model." In addition, a California coffee shop that was attacked for supporting Kirk saw a flood of righteous people give it business to show they were behind its effort, Breitbart News reported Thursday. After his murder, Kirk's pastor and friend, Rob McCoy, said, "My friend Charlie Kirk was murdered today by a coward. His life will be remembered for many wonderful things. He built it all with the power of the spoken word. He never used violence but was threatened every day with violence by those who couldn't contend with logic and truth, and now they have done to my friend what evil always does, it takes away life. Charlie did not die, however, but instead he has begun to truly live. His life was secured eternally by his Savior Jesus Christ. This truth allowed Charlie to face every threat with courage because he didn't fear death. All evil knows is death and they derive power from death. Charlie lived for a life and will be remembered for this," he added.